Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
It's time to go one-on-one with the Postman. Hold it! Let's do this! Special delivery. Your nan's favorite wrestler. First class stamp. I'm Roy, the guy. I'm gonna stamp on your face, I'm gonna stamp on your ass, I'm gonna put you in a jiffy bag and send you first class. I'm gonna return your ass to sender. Special delivery. Delivered. Oh, there he is.
Hello and welcome to the Atomic Drop, the only wrestling podcast of its kind. My name is Tarek and we are coming to you from the fourth floor of a North London tower block even. Has the coronavirus got your town yet? I hope not, but you know, I don't know. I don't know what to think about all this. So I try not to and distract myself with wonderful things like professional wrestling. At the top of the show, we opened with the entrance theme for Rye the Guy, who is a professional wrestler from Cheltenham, who I discovered this week. Not only is he a professional wrestler, he is also a postman, like yours truly. So there's a lot of common ground there. So like my eyes lit up and my mind was blown when I found him. I always thought it'd be a great gimmick in that sort of, you know, big boss man sort of way, where, you know, when every wrestler had a job. I don't think he's been doing it long. You can check him out on YouTube. He has made some appearances on BBC News. We'd like to send them our support. You know, anyone trying to do what they do. If you look at Ryder Guy, you can see he's clearly like a body guy. I don't think we're going to be getting any sort of Wrestle Kingdom main events out of him anytime soon. But when I did watch, I've watched a load of his stuff on YouTube. What does pop out at me is he looks like he's made for ITV's World of Sport. So if they're listening, check out Ryder Guy, because I think he's made for Saturday Night's TV. As he said, he's your nan's favourite wrestler, and highly entertaining. But yeah, it depends what kind of wrestling you like. Ryder Guy coming to a leisure centre hall near you soon. Other than that, the wrestling has been all right this week. I haven't seen NXT yet. We did have All Elite Wrestling's Revolution show last week. I did watch it. I don't follow them week to week, but I did watch the pay-per-view. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. But everything any thoughts that I had are the same thoughts that you can see written a million times online. That tag match was good if you decide that, you know, You don't need to tag in a tag match. The referee made some incredible decisions of he wouldn't get Adam Page and Kenny Omega out the ring, but he would spend his time trying to keep one of the Young Bucks out the ring. So it seemed like the referee might have been taking bungs, but at the same time, maybe I'm thinking about it too much. It wasn't a bad show. Cody and MJF were excellent match. I'm not sure what they did to Pac. And I think the main event fell a bit flat to me. I'm having a lot of problems with Jon Moxley, because I watch him in New Japan, and his matches in New Japan feel like, you know, they're sort of visceral. And it seems like he's trying to transfer the same style over to All Elite Wrestling, and it doesn't work. Or at least it doesn't work for me. But as I said, I don't follow the week-to-week too closely. Anyway, moving on, we do have the Elimination Chamber this Sunday. I think that's going to be excellent. I hope it's going to be excellent. I do worry, though. I was worried on Monday night because there was talk that Shayna Baszler was going to be facing Asuka. They switched the last minute for Kairi Sane, to my delight, which meant that Shayna Baszler wasn't just going to steamroll over Asuka. And hopefully, she'll have more of an important role to play in this Sunday's Elimination Chamber match. Anyhow, that's enough from me. It's now time for the meat of this show. For those of you that haven't listened to the Atomic Drop before, I don't just sit here and whinge about wrestling. We celebrate professional wrestling through audio, through music, songs about wrestlers, songs sung by wrestlers, entrance themes, promo work. Just listen to it. It's a decent listen if you like wrestling. It's good for background noise. It's good if you want to, I say background noise. Look, if you're here and you're listening to it, give us a shot, because, you know, if you love wrestling like I do, you might like this. We're going to kick off this week's show with a band called The Randy Savages, not to be confused with another band called Randy Savages. This is The Randy Savages, and here is their song called Jake the Snake, and I will be back at the end to tell you exactly what you've been listening to.
Snake. It's SummerSlam, I'm starting to wave, hitting the ring, making a save. Waiting for too long, I ain't getting pinned. Feeling like the Ultimate Warrior, unhinged. Wilding out, shaking the ropes, evoking the crowd, start taking some notes. Trendsetter, leading the room, riding out on motorcycles like the Legion of Doom. And if you're new around here, I'ma teach you a move. It's called the Sweet Chin Music, and you about to eat too. People wanna test my cool. The next thing you know, they wanna rep my crew. We the New Age Outlaws. Y'all need to get out more. You're starting to bore us, it's time to ignore you. And if you ain't done with that, we got two words for you. SummerSlam. Biggest party of the summer, man. I'm wondering how they skip me and pick a cover band. SummerSlam. Biggest party of the summer, man. I'm wondering how they skip me and pick a cover band. It's gonna be a summer to remember. Fighting off any number one contender. It's easy to become a main eventer, but to stay on top is a challenge altogether. It's gonna be a summer to remember. Fighting off any number one contender. It's easy to become a main eventer, but to stay on top is a challenge altogether. If you fighting a beast, better be brave. It's 100 degrees in a heat wave. Some would say it's the perfect storm, and it's guaranteed that he retains that suplex on time. F5, not for play. Be careful picking a fight at the wrong time, wrong place. It's a new day, new challenge. Three titles, those boys valid. Tag champs, world champ, full of talent. That's the perfect balance. And if we talking phenomenal, I'm talking AJ Styles, 450, Styles Clash. Damn, he's versatile. SummerSlam. Biggest party of the summer, man. I'm wondering how they skip me and pick a cover band. SummerSlam. Biggest party of the summer, man. I'm wondering how they skip me and pick a cover band. It's gonna be a summer to remember. Fighting off any number one contender. It's easy to become a main eventer, but to stay on top is a challenge altogether. It's gonna be a summer to remember. Fighting off any number one contender. It's easy to become a main eventer, but to stay on top is a challenge altogether.
They chant NXT. That's what I thought. So last night I went to NXT Portland because I wanted to see who was filling Rhea Ripley's head with the idea that she could come on Monday Night Raw and challenge the Queen. So I got there and I was impressed. And then I started to reminisce. I thought about NXT training in a warehouse. I thought about the challenges. I thought about the growing pains. And then I thought about my class who built the foundation of what is now a third brand called NXT. So this is what's bothering me. The entitlement. It is because of women like Rhea Ripley, who didn't scratch, who didn't claw, who didn't fall down as many times as I did to gain and earn the respect that NXT has now. And Rhea Ripley, you have the audacity to step in my ring on my show and hold up the title that I put on the map? Rhea, I think you're good. I think you are very good. But there is a saying, pride comes before the fall, and I'm going to humble you at WrestleMania. And everyone is the next big thing until they're not. Woo! Hey!
America. So thank all the great chiefs and great spirits for the wisdom that you have given me. And Tataka wants to also state that his great Native American nation now we stand for all natives, but for all people that have been put down. And I also want to say that every time that I'm in an area where there are little kids, if I have the opportunity to go out there and meet you, I will. And any Indian reservation that have the opportunity to meet all great Native Americans,
like artisans, my heart's a garnished artifact. I'm bargaining with armored saints for farmers, market barter. Raps of art is lax apart from bats of Armageddon. Carnal tax, you harness all the cars to catch the cars that pass the shards of glass. You look like you could use a road trip. You could take me bowling. We could dance inside the lanes of glowing. We should swim inside the ocean. Meditate in motion like our people do in California. We'll lie under the stars and dine upon the boulevard of garden spring and swing assimilated. Leave you Sergeant Pepper. Is on the scepter that I'm flexing, playing pinball with the Jetsons. Seven rests inside the seven when I bless my jazz collection. George Benson, John Louis Brubeck, and Keith Jarrett. Got that stereo system in my room with beats flaring, and I'm always in the mood to listen to some records. So come on over for coffee and affection. All the times that I spent struggling, I was just trying to connect something. Thought I was the master of invention, but the mention of ascension was a credit to natural selection. Now I'm left with all these fairy tales of poetry, ideologies my forefathers hold to me. Get a grip on life, maybe get a hold on me. The grip was too tight, left a mark for all the world to see. Now we'll look at it, all I do is cry about it. They ask my name, but all I did was lie about it. Try to relate, but everyone is high and clouded. Last real farmer alive, or just a final mountain. We went to WrestleMania BC. It was so dang embarrassing. They rolled around all night, waiting on the bell to ring. Couldn't root for either party, blamed it on the referee.
All right, fans, you just saw him in a ring. Here's the dirty white boy. That Prince Karras is huge. He must be extremely powerful. What about him, white boy?
I'm not worried about that 300-pound piece of toilet paper running around here.
Let me tell you.
What I'm concerned about right now is I've gone out, little Miss Tammy Fitz has gone out and got somebody to take care of the white girl. Well, a white girl's not scared of anybody as long as you come head-on, face-to-face, eyeball to eyeball. But when you start jumping...
Peggy Lee Leather, you want a match, honey? You got it.
I guess you heard that. So, big gal, all you gotta do is cinch it up, crawl in that ring, eyeball to eyeball, and I guarantee you, they always say, Bob, dynamite comes in small packages. And what are you gonna do, Peggy, when it blows up in your face? I tell you what you're gonna do. You're gonna leave the Smoky Mountain area, and then little Miss Tammy Fitz, you worried about going to college? Well, after the white girl gets through with Peggy Lee,
you'll be going to your funeral, honey.
Woo! Let's rock and roll.
Ooh, all right. Hey, we're gonna be back. Don't go away.
You have been listening to The Atomic Drop. We finished up there with a promo from the Dirty White Boy. Over the course of this week's show, taking it from the top, let me just let you know what you've heard. If you like the details, you heard we kicked off with the Randy Savages and a song called Jake the Snake. That was followed by Ant and a song called SummerSlam 2019. Ant, we played a few of Ant's songs on the show over the past year. He basically does raps about each individual pay-per-views. I think he did a SummerSlam 2018, which we might have played a few weeks back. That was SummerSlam 2019. We then heard Charlotte with her promo directed towards Rhea Ripley ahead of her WrestleMania match coming up in like three, four weeks' time. We then had a song from Kubrick. It was called Tatanka. Native American, of course, celebrating the Native American professional wrestler. That was followed by WrestleMania BC by an act called Spoken Nerd featuring Gregory Pepper. We then finished up with Dirty White Boy. That's all we've got time for this week. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, our whole show back catalogue is available on Mixlad.com. You can email us if you have any need to at theatomicdrop@hotmail.com. You can find us on all sorts of social media if you're smart enough. I do get back to people when I can remember. Like I'm terrible at social media, if we're going to be honest, but it's there if you want to direct me in the way of a song you'd like to hear on the show. That's a good thing, because I feel like I'm running out of songs, but eventually I reckon once I do run out of songs, I might just we might just end the show, and then it'll be like a nice little archive thing. I don't know, I'll work it out on the fly. I'm going to leave you tonight with the theme from the entrance theme of the new All Elite Wrestling Champion. This is a song called Unscripted Violence, and it is the entrance theme for the new AEW World Heavyweight Champion, Jon Moxley. Until next week, take care. Ta-ta.